Good morning. The time is 9:06, currently 1 degree above zero, but a wind chill factor of 12 below in downtown Wausau. Again, we are live from our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street downtown. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show. Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Again, thanks to Bob Look for joining us in hour number one. Again, once we get the show completed, the program will be put on our podcast page. And if you missed any of the conversation, be able to go back and tune in and listen to that. Also coming up in this hour, we will be joined by Sean Wright, the executive director of the Wausau Grand Theater and the Wausau Performing Arts Foundation. He'll be joining us in a few minutes. Good morning, Ian Welsh.
Good morning, Chad.
I wish I had a voice. Oh, to have a voice. Where's the Wizard of Oz?
Yeah.
That's my one wish. I would like a voice. But it is good to have you back.
I wish my nose was empty.
I know. I've been that way for 2 weeks where I've been just draining my nose. And I was thinking if I could build a vehicle that could be fueled on that, we'd have a never-ending supply because it does. You blow your nose and it comes back. You blow your nose and it comes back. But
that would be interesting.
You were not with us yesterday. How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling better. It's still a work in progress, but it's a lot better than it was 4 days ago.
Good, because that's.
I don't know what happened. Just on a Friday, I felt a little cough, and then Saturday, I just couldn't get up at all. I didn't have any energy. It felt like I wasn't myself.
Right.
I definitely wasn't. So I've been taking a lot of medicine. I've been using a lot more Quinix than should be humanly possible in one day.
But I know the feeling.
Yeah, there's just some going around, and I have to stay away from the cast of Drowsy Chaperone to make sure I don't get anybody else sick, because I saw on the Facebook a page for the group that there's a few other cast members, not a lot, but a couple, who are fighting something as well, and they're doing the same thing as me, but...
Yeah, that's the thing.
We're respecting each other's boundaries and making sure that we're healing and we're taking it easy because we can come back swinging.
There you go. So you've been, I imagine, off from the rehearsals the last few days as well?
Well, thankfully, I've only missed two rehearsals. I was able to go on Friday, but I wasn't able to go, Monday I wasn't feeling the best. Tuesday... I have more energy back, but I had to keep my distance. So I'm making sure that I don't, I stay as far away from anybody. I don't touch anybody if necessary. I'm making sure that, I stay on the mends.
Smart indeed. Because, again, if you miss one or two early, you can make it up.
Yeah.
As you get later and later... It goes harder and harder, right?
Absolutely. I'm just thankful I got sick now than during the shows.
That's it. I mean, man, you talk about a show where you're going to need to be 100%. When you have the combination of the dialogue and the songs and the dance, there's not a lot of room to be less than 100%, is there?
No, there is not. Especially for this show. You got to be 110% in this show because it's very, It's very high energy. It's very physical. I'm moving around a lot. A lot of singing, a lot of dancing. So you definitely have to make sure you're top-notch for this show.
Absolutely. So, again, great to have you back.
Hopefully, we'll be here.
Hopefully, we will both get to 100% sooner rather than later.
I'm hoping to feel better by the weekend.
There you go. Hey.
If I'm better by the weekend, I can take the rest of the weekend to get fully better, and then I'll be ready to kick on Monday.
There you go. And I know there are some folks out there here in central Wisconsin that are hoping to be able to go to San Francisco this weekend. They travel with the Packers and try to see the Packers wherever they go. And this weekend, of course, it is the NFC divisional playoff. And the Packers heading to take on the 49ers on Saturday night. And any idea how much flights would cost?
How much flights would cost?
This is not your number for the day, by the way. That will be for later.
No, but it gives me good practice. Let's see. I would say, well, it'd probably be a lot of money, but not too much money. I'd say probably $4,500.
No, actually, the flights are just anywhere around. They start at $700.
That's not so bad.
Nope, not so bad. If you fly out of Milwaukee, fly, say, out of CWA, it would cost more. Overall, according to a story on Gannett, Packer fans should expect to spend more than $1,000 to get to the Bay Area and stay there for the weekend. And that does not include tickets to the game.
Oh, gosh.
So, and I imagine the tickets are going to be,
I imagine the tickets would probably be over $500.
Exactly. So, depending on where those tickets are, I mean, those are probably the cheap seats.
There's a lot of different places to get tickets.
So, if you're, and again, anytime you do sort of last minute travel, it's like, say it's Wednesday right now, you want to go to San Francisco Friday or Saturday,
mm-hmm.
It's going to cost a lot. So,
definitely.
So, yep. So, but the thing is, for those fans, I think that if you're considering it, you're probably not worried about money.
Yeah.
If you have to think about it, you probably shouldn't go.
That is very true. Very true. I'm talking of the game itself, honestly, I agree with you. I think the Packers are going to win.
I don't know why I feel that way. I mean, it's like they're the big underdog.
Like watching the Cowboys game, you kind of feel this feeling of accomplishment in your gut, and you feel like, okay, well, maybe they can actually pull this off.
And they did. And the thing about it, sometimes that week off cannot be. It can be a good thing because
it can.
And I think it is probably a good thing for San Francisco because everybody gets a week after a long season to
reevaluate,
to heal up.
Yeah, heal up.
It's a physical game.
Oh, definitely.
But there is a part of it that is a sharpness that can go away. And the Packers are sharp right now.
Oh, definitely.
They have to win their final three regular season games. They have to win their playoff game, four in a row. Very, very sharp. So, again, this is not an X's and O's feeling right now.
Nope.
This is more of a gut feeling that the Packers are hitting their stride at the right time. And if you go back to the last time they won the Super Bowl, they were the lowest seed in the NFC. Back then, it was only six teams that made it.
Yeah.
And they were able to win three road games and then win the Super Bowl. I'm not saying it's going to happen that way again, but there's sometimes, when you have all the expectations, like San Francisco does, the pressure is on again. And again, it's like playing with house money. It's mm-hmm. If the Packers lose, you say, wow, they made the playoffs. They won on the road against Dallas. They have the youngest roster in the NFL. There's a lot to look forward to. They're going to have, in the next year or two, a lot of money coming off the books. They're going to be able to be active in terms of bringing in talent. Lots to look forward to. But then if you win, then you take on either Tampa Bay or Detroit. And you got to say that if it's either Tampa Bay or Detroit, you feel like, hey, you got a pretty good chance. They already beat Detroit.
Yeah.
And they should have beat Tampa Bay.
What's the Tampa Bay's record again?
Oh, man. They only finished, I think, 9-8, if I'm not mistaken, or 10-7. Or what. Either what, 9 or 8. Or,
well, 9-8 is the same record the Packers finished.
Yeah, so they were 9-8. But they would get the home field because they won their division.
Yeah, Packers do not get the home field advantage.
Yeah, the Packers the lowest seed, so they will not have a home game under any circumstances.
Which I don't think you want to because it's very cold here right now.
And I think for like Jordan Love and the offense, they prefer to play in better weather.
Yeah, absolutely.
So absolutely. The time is 9:17. Again, coming up in just a few minutes, in fact, he has just arrived, so coming up in just a few minutes, we will be talking to Sean Wright, the Executive Director of the Grand Theater and the Wausau Performing Arts Foundation. Before we take a quick break, we'll say good morning to Sean Wright.
Good morning.
How is it outside?
It's a little chilly.
It is. Not as bad the last
not
2 days.
Not as bad, no.
But you'd still look $1 million, I tell you.
I try.
We're going to take a quick timeout and then come and talk about what is happening at the Grand Theater with Sean Wright coming up in just a few moments. Again, temperature of 1 degree above zero, 1 degree overcast skies, wind chill factor of 12 below, but we're going to find out what's happening at the Grand Performing Arts Foundation with Sean Wright coming up next. I'm Chad Holmes, Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio 98.9 at 12:30. And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12:30. Joined by Sean Wright, Executive Director of the Grand Theater, Wausau Performing Arts Foundation, back from the Big Apple.
From the Big Apple, yes.
But not a pleasure trip.
No, no. I mean, although it is always a joy to spend time with colleagues and, you know, see some shows and have all those conversations. But yes, the big annual booking conference for the industry was in New York, and I was one of the fortunate ones in that I was able to get there and get back in a timely manner, unlike many of my colleagues. The weather in New York was just fine. It was the weather around the rest of the country that decided not to cooperate.
It's like the baseball winter meetings. Yeah. You go there and wheel and deal.
Very much so.
Were you able to make the deals you wanted to make? You don't have to go into specifics, but did you have a successful journey?
Yeah, I think it was a successful trip. You know, it's... The booking industry is kind of in a weird place in that there are fewer and fewer organizations of our size doing a full season. You know, a lot of organizations have gone to the, we just sort of announce shows as they come up. But, you know, we've proven in this market that our patrons want a season. They want a, you know, season brochure. They want to subscribe. They want to do all these things. So we're still trying to, you know, to navigate these sort of new waters of how shows are booking, tie it into how we need shows to book. Of course, costs are up for everybody in the industry, and you know, some legitimate, some not as legitimate, and so trying to manage that in a 1,200 seat theater is an ongoing challenge. But you know, overall, yeah, pleased with the shows we've got confirmed, and still have some some substantial work to do between now and the 1st of June.
Of course, you had the very busy time leading up to Christmas. Yeah. Has there been much going on at the Grand so far this month?
Yeah, we just had Stomp last week for two sold-out nights. It was really amazing to have Stomp back, and you know, we were just thrilled to have that. You know, we were supposed to have our Lift Every Voice show on Friday, our kickoff of that season with Kalia Universe, the amazing Among artists. Obviously, with the weather conditions the way they were in central Wisconsin, we did move that show. But the good thing is we were able to move that into February, still on a Friday night. We'll still have the Great Dance Company opening for Kalia. And so it just gives people more time to get their free tickets for what's going to be a very cool show.
I just did see an announcement about the MJ show.
Yeah.
What happened there?
You know, long story short was that they canceled the entire tour.
Yeah.
There were some licensing issues between the tour and the Jackson Estate.
Oh, really?
The producers of the musical, I think, is probably the short and sweet without getting into the legalities.
How does that affect a venue like yourself?
Oh,
it's
incredibly disappointing, because those are things that the producer should have had, you know, completely wrapped up by the time it, you know, by the time they even take the show to market to tour, much
right.
less after the show is confirmed, on sale, contracted, you know, in that instance, anytime a show cancels, you know, we're disappointed for the patrons, you
right.
know, most of all. You know, I hated to see the messages like, I bought these for, you know, my grandkids for Christmas. And it's just totally a situation out of the venue's control when the artist pulls the tour. It doesn't happen often,
no.
but it's obviously disappointing when it does.
What's on tap as we
use? Yeah, absolutely.
Something to break the winter blast.
Correct. You know, actually, want to encourage people, Friday night our 10x10 series returns. Fort Francis, which is a really cool band out of Chicago, this will actually be their third time playing the 10x10 series. They'll be the first one to have played it three times, and you know, normally that series is completely sold out, but we had a couple of our subscribers who have escaped said winter cold for warmer climates over this time. So we've had about two or three of our two or four top tables open up for that show, and I know people all say, oh, I'd love to come, but it's always sold out. So here's your opportunity to see a very cool band on the stage of the Grand Cabaret style on Friday night. So jump online and get those tickets, and then actually a week from tomorrow, a show we're really excited about. It's the first time here. Deuces Wild Dueling Pianos. They have a huge following in Minnesota. They play, you know, people think of that as like a corporate thing. No, these guys are musicians, comedians, entertainers, the whole nine yards. They play all across Minnesota and the Dakotas, and, you know, had a great show over at the Meyer Theater in Green Bay back in the fall, and it was literally the executive director of the Meyer Theater, who's a good friend, who called me and said, you got to bring these guys to Wausau. So we worked with them, and yeah, we've got about 900 tickets sold. Just gonna be a really fun way to spend a Friday night.
So many of these talents nowadays, I'll make another baseball reference.
Yeah.
They're like 5'2" people.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not just a case of having a great singer or a great artists on whatever instrument. These are such multi-talented people, aren't
they? Yeah, they really are. I mean, they really are, and it's really fun when you can, you know, you work with somebody who's really developed a niche of their own, and Ted and the Dueling Pianos group has. And then one show a little bit further off, but we just want to make sure people heard the announcement last week, the Indigo Girls coming to the Grand. You know, when I talk about how the booking era has changed, that show's coming up at the end of February. We literally just announced it last week, coming up at the end of February. That's they're a group who likes to sort of do short little windows and go out and do runs. So Emily Saylor's Amy Ray, the amazing Indigo Girls, you know, they've been doing it for 30 years at this point,
which is amazing.
I saw
the announcement on your Facebook page and said over 35 years.
Yeah,
I think
35 years.
And then I thought, I've been hanging around for more than that, so I guess it makes sense.
It does. It's really amazing. I mean, I think the first time I actually saw them was in 1997 at the Central Missouri State University multi-purpose building. It was not even an arena. It was the multi-purpose building in Warrensburg, Missouri. So they've been doing it a while.
That's also, again, I mean, I know you put so much time and effort into putting together your schedule, but when those opportunities come up, that's kind of cool as well.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. I mean, that's, you know, we work with a promoter on that show, and I mean, I think I think we've had Indigo Girls dates on the calendar, I don't know, for every year for 5 years, you know, off and on, and then routes wouldn't work, or timing wouldn't work, or the dates we had didn't work for them, et cetera. And so it's really fun when it finally comes together and you're able to make it happen.
What else? Anything else that people should be keeping an eye on? Maybe make sure that if they're thinking about it, make sure you take care of business.
Yeah, I would say absolutely. With the two Broadway shows that we still have coming up in February and March, Come From Away, tickets are really going fast for that show. The incredible story of the days after 9/11 in Newfoundland. And of course, you know, that's in February. And then in March, it's My Fair Lady. And I can just tell you again, I just... in New York, I was talking with my colleagues at the Overture Center. They just had the show down in Madison a couple of weeks ago before the holiday, and they just raved. They said it's just brilliant, it's beautiful, spectacular, just everything you want from My Fair Lady. So encourage people to get those tickets as well.
Both those shows sound like just perfect nights at the theater.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's again, you just when you're looking forward to going to the theater, those are the kind of shows for me at least. It's
absolutely like, just two amazing shows, and you know, obviously Tony winning shows and just really iconic shows. So we're really excited to have both of them here, and tickets going for both shows, so we encourage people to jump on and get them now.
And how should they do that?
Easiest way is to visit grandtheater.org. I mean, especially now, you don't want to leave your house and deal with the cold, but you know, you can come downtown, although today traffic could be a little crazy because we were loading in area school kids for our Aspirus Arts and Education series, Call of the Wild.
And I love it when I drive downtown and I see the kids. It's always fantastic.
It is one of my favorite days.
Sean, thank you again.
My pleasure.
He'll be back in 2 weeks, but again, check out grandtheater.org. More to come after a news update here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
NFHSnetwork.com. More high school sports news after this.
Do you ever wish you could be in two places at once? With homework, carpool, practice, and everything else, sometimes you just can't make it to every game. But the NFHS Network's streaming platform makes that a little easier. For just $11.99 a month, you can watch unlimited high school sports live and on demand, at home or on the go. You can watch online or on one of our mobile or connected TV apps. Visit NFHSnetwork.com and subscribe today to never miss another game.
It was perhaps the game of the year in the state of Wisconsin, and Saturday's non-conference boys basketball matchup between Wisconsin Lutheran and host Apeer did not disappoint. Riding a 42-game overall winning streak as the defending Division I state champions, Apeer has been the top-ranked team in the WisSports.net D1 coaches poll all season. Undefeated as well, including a win over rival Pewaukee, Wisconsin Lutheran entered as the number one team in Division II. The visiting Vikings led 26-20 at halftime, and the game remained close the entire way, with Wisconsin Lutheran holding on for a 70-68 win. Duke commit Con Knipple, one of the favorites for the state's coveted Mr. Basketball, was too much for Depeer, scoring 38 points, including 6 made three-pointers. Logan Reinfleisch added 12 for Wisco, while Badgers junior commit Zach Kinziger had a team-high 19 for Depeer. In another key Saturday game, Division III top-ranked St. Thomas More down Kenosha St. Joseph 79-58, with senior standouts Amari McCautry and Sokoa Canoe combining for 57 points. There's plenty of news and analysis to be found over at wisports.net right now, including a look at some changes to proposed conference realignment from the WIAA, an updated football state record book, plus Mark Miller breaks down the top contenders for Mr. Basketball. This has been a wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at wisports.net.
I'm Chad Holmes. Join former Newman Catholic High School boys basketball coach Jeff Gress and myself each Wednesday from 6 until 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. We do nothing but talk high school sports for 2 hours every Wednesday night, plus special guests. Each Wednesday, we'll be joined by one of our area high school head coaches, plus a student-athlete guest as well. In addition, Jeff and I will break down what's going on in boys and girls high school basketball and boys and girls hockey in central Wisconsin. It's the Big High School Sports Show, every Wednesday night from 6 until 8 p.m. on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com. mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Plus, if you missed the show, just go to BowFallsRadio.com/sports or wherever you get your podcasts.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 to 12:30, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Whoo! Sometimes this voice is just, it comes in, it comes out, but thanks to Sean Wright for joining us, carrying some of the load. The last segment tonight, I will have to talk for two more hours because we do have the big high school sports show from 6 till 8 p.m. I'll be joined by Jeff Gress. We'll be talking about what's going on in high school basketball and hockey, plus special guests. At 6:20, we'll be joined by Chad Weinfurter, the head boys basketball coach of Auburndale High School. And at 7 o'clock, our student-athlete guest, Cohen Preby. He's a junior boys basketball standout at D.C. Everest High School. So Chad Weinfurter from Auburndale at 6:20. Cohen Preby from D.C. Everest at 7 o'clock. That's tonight, part of the Big High School Sports Show, 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12:30. Speaking of high school athletics, last night I was at the Marathon County Ice Arena as the Wausau West Warriors rallied past Eau Claire North 6-4. Chase Crass had a hat trick for the Warriors, who improved to 8-9 on the season. Also last night in high school hockey, the East Merrill United Blue Jacks fell at Wisconsin Rapids by a score of 8-0. It was Mosinee all over Medford 10-0 last night. Tomahawk defeated Northern Pines 7-1, and Waupaca beat Antigo 10-2. High school boys basketball last evening. D.C. Everest had a rough road trip to Hortonville, falling 88-43. Also last night, it was Newman Catholic falling to Wisconsin Rapids Assumption 52-35. Merrill lost to Medford by a score of 62-51. Stevens Point beat Appleton East 72-66. It was Wisconsin Rapids rolling past Antigo 72-44. Also last night, Winterberg-Burnhamwood fell to Shiocton 51-49. Pacelli over Port Edwards 80-66. Pittsville beat Rosholt 51-37. Wyawinga-Fremont over Amherst 62-41. Manawa beat Iola Scandinavia 59-31. Also last night, Tomahawk falls to Tigerton 54-37. Colby ran past Owen Withy 91-82. Nielsville over Spencer 82-50. High school girls basketball last night. D.C. Everest got a victory. The Evergreens edge Chippewa Falls 50-49. Wausau West went on the road, defeated Eau Claire North 72-69. It was Stevens Point over Appleton East 59-53. Mosinee beats Wisconsin Rapids in girls hoops 80-58. Marshfield fell to Lakeland 72-54. Marathon loses to Stratford 39-33. It was Bowler over DeCusa 52-44. Pacelli beat Shiocton 53-31. Winterberg-Burnhamwood defeats Amherst 71-45. Abbotsford over Prentice 61-29. Auburndale gets past Newman Catholic 48-37. Assumption over Edgar 58-36. Greenwood in a low-scoring affair beat Loyal 27-19. Athens over Rim Lake 56-27. And that's the high school scores from last night. the Wisconsin Badgers first place in the Big Ten Conference. Badgers lost their first Big Ten Conference game last night, losing to Penn State by a score of 87-83 at State College PA last evening. The Badgers got 23 points from A.J. Storr. Stephen Kroll had a double-double, 17 points, 11 rebounds, but not quite enough. Badgers fall to 5-1 in the Big Ten Conference, 13-4 overall. They'll be back in action coming up on Friday night, hosting the Indiana Hoosiers. And just looking at our broadcast here on Bull Falls Radio, on Thursday night, Wausau West Warrior boys basketball, as the Warriors will take on the Marshfield Tigers. Marshfield, undefeated in the Wisconsin Valley Conference, will be at the Wausau West High School Fieldhouse on Thursday night. Coverage begins with the pregame show at 7 and the opening tip-off at 7:15. Friday night, we're going to hold off on this. We have a little decision to make on Friday. And then on Saturday, the Central Wisconsin Storm in action. They'll take on the Western Wisconsin Stars, 4:50 for the pregame, 5 o'clock for the opening faceoff. So that's Storm hockey coming up on Saturday here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12:30. Take a look at some interesting stories. And this one came real interesting. Sometimes you can make a lot of money by just making things up. In fact, in China, Kentucky Fried Chicken, KFC, sells $100 million worth of New Orleans-style wings each year, or about 480 million pieces. The wings, sauces with sugar or honey, in vegetable oil with onion powder, garlic powder, and a little bit of chili powder, are a massive hit in China. But you know what the good thing about this is? Have you ever heard of New Orleans wings, Ian?
I can't say that I have, no.
There's a reason why.
Oh, boy.
Because the best part of the idea that KFC sells $100 million worth of New Orleans-style wings each year is that New Orleans-style wings are made up. They were just invented in China about 20 years ago by KFC, and there is absolutely no such thing in New Orleans. It's like a reverse General Tso's chicken, which was invented in the U.S. for American palates by a Chinese chef. So, And again, the interesting stuff. But I guess there's no harm, no foul.
I guess.
But again, just very, very interesting. Also, did you know that we are about to celebrate the birthday for Facebook? Do you know how long Facebook has been with us?
Well, I know that Facebook has been around since the... Wait.
Just take a guess.
I got to remember my history here because I remember learning about this in high school and college, but it's been a while, so I'm going to say... Well, it's been around since 2006, hasn't it?
Is that your guess?
Yeah, it's my guess, 2006.
Actually, 2004.
Oh, I was close.
Facebook will turn 20.
I think it was in the early 2000s.
Yep. Facebook will turn 20 years old on February the 4th. What started out as a project in a Harvard dorm room has become the way that more than 3 billion people around the world communicate. And some interesting tidbits about Facebook. The platform sees about 2.09 billion daily active users. On average, users spend about 40 minutes a day in the app. The country with the most Facebook users is India, with over 385 million users. That is followed by the U.S. How many users do you think there are in the United States?
Oh, boy. It's going to be over a billion.
I just said that India has the most at 385 million. So it's got to be less than that.
Okay. Okay. So probably... I'd say 175 million?
That is very close. 188.6 million users of Facebook in the United States.
Okay.
In fact, Facebook removed 1.5 billion fake accounts in the fourth quarter of 2022 alone. Facebook's family of services includes WhatsApp, Messenger, Threads, and Instagram. So I have a Facebook account. Bull Falls for Radio has a Facebook account. Ian, do you have a Facebook account?
Yep, I've had a Facebook since...
Well, we're not friends on Facebook. Why is that? I think we're going to have to change that after today's show.
I guess we haven't just reached out to each other.
I guess...
We'll have to do that after the show is over.
I guess so. So we're part of the 188.6 million users of Facebook.
I use Facebook a lot. More than I do a Twitter, because Twitter is just like a breeding ground for online bullies.
Yeah. I use social media to promote. I promote our broadcast. I put scores up and promote the show and all that stuff. I put some personal stuff on there, but not nearly as much. Probably a 90% promotional tool for what I'm doing on the radio.
I mostly use Facebook to talk with a family and a friends, and also to well, actually, a lot of my theater groups are a part of Facebook as well, so that's the main way that we communicate as well.
We have to take a very short break and then come back, and we'll have our daily history lesson. We'll test Ian on the number of the day and a whole bunch more coming up next. The time is 9:48, 1 degree in Wausau. Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 to 12:30. And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you. Time is 9:50. Today is the 17th of January, 2024. Day number 17 of 2024. There are 349 days remaining in the year. And some famous events have occurred on this date in history. On this date in 1806, the first child was born in the White House. James Madison Randolph was the son of Thomas Mann Randolph and Martha Jefferson Randolph, the daughter of President Thomas Jefferson. On this date in 1929, Popeye debuted in a comic strip called Thimble Theater. On this date in 1962, the first indoor ski slope, the Ski Deck Center in Buffalo, New York, opened in a former movie theater. On this date in 2001, President Bill Clinton posthumously raised Captain Meriwether Lewis's rank from lieutenant to captain. On this date in 2017, the search for missing aircraft MH370 over the Indian Ocean was called off. And on this date in 2020, the CDC began screening passengers on direct and connecting flights from Wuhan, China, at San Francisco, New York City, and Los Angeles. A few famous people are celebrating their birthdays today. Legendary actor James Earl Jones, turning 93 years old. Former talk show host Maury Povich is 85. Steve Harvey, comedian, Family Feud host, 67 years old. actor, comedian Jim Carrey, 62 years old today. Former First Lady of the United States, Michelle Obama, turning 60 years old today. Kid Rock is 53. Zooey Deschanel, actor, is 44 years old today. Former Marquette University great and former NBA star Dwayne Wade is 42 years old. In fact, just this week, Dwayne Wade made a big donation to Marquette University. Kelly Marie Tran, who is Rose in the latest Star Wars films, 35 years old today. And YouTuber and boxer Jake Paul turns 27 years old today. And if you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Some special events being acknowledged today. It is Ben Franklin Day. It is Cable Car Day. Customer Service Day. And if you've been looking to get rid of those New Year's resolutions, today is the day. It is Ditch New Year's Resolutions Day. It is Hot Buttered Rum Day. It is Classy Day. It is Bootlegger Day. It is Museum Selfie Day. It is Kid Inventors Day as well. Aww. All right. Time for our number for the day.
Okay.
Nice. Okay. I'm going to make this... Okay. The number for the day is 5.
5.
Okay. And 5. That is the number of U.S. states that are home to half the nation's Mexican restaurants. Okay?
Okay.
What are those 5 states? What 5 states are home to half of the nation's Mexican restaurants?
States.
So which states have a lot of Mexican restaurants?
5 states that have a lot of Mexican
restaurants. Because they are the home of half of the nation's Mexican restaurants.
Okay.
Put this together.
Okay.
I'm thinking. Big states, and they would probably have some sort of Mexican population.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Better hurry.
Okay, I'm thinking. It's a lot of pressure.
There's not any pressure. Come on.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to think.
We're going to break this down.
Okay.
You know where Mexico is, correct?
Yes.
What's a state maybe that's bordering Mexico that would have a lot of Mexican restaurants?
Let's see. Probably Oklahoma.
No.
No, not Oklahoma. Okay.
If you're going from Texas to Oklahoma, if you're going from Mexico to Oklahoma.
Okay, yeah, Texas.
You'd have to go through Texas, and that's one of the states.
Okay, Texas. How about, it's not very close, but maybe Alabama?
Nope, not Alabama.
Okay.
And some of these states are not close to Mexico, but large populations.
Okay. So Texas was one of them, then... Maybe there's a lot of country down there, but not much Mexican. And I'm trying to think.
What state? It doesn't have to be right next to Mexico either. Some of these states are always. They're not. Some aren't even close. Some are close. Some are close.
Maybe Ohio?
Nope, that's not one.
Well, probably not Illinois, for one thing, because that's.
Illinois is one of the 5.
Because that's 2 of them.
That is 2.
Okay, I'm not going to get the other 3. Not with this much time left.
They're 3 of the biggest states in the country in terms of population.
Okay.
What state has the most people?
Oh, why am I drawing a blank here?
California.
Really? Honestly, I'm so dumb.
New York.
California, a New York.
And one more.
A Florida?
Florida. There you go. And on a positive.
Wow, California has a lot of Mexican restaurants.
Yep, they do. They're also connected to Mexico. because the board's on the border.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, so
that's true.
All right. Well, thanks to our guests today, Bob Look and Sean Wright. Tomorrow, we'll be joined at the top of the show by Pat Kreitlow. Coming up, it'll be Matt and Air on Air from 10 a.m. until noon. From noon until 2, it is the Todd Alba Show. From 2 until 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 until 6, the Devil's Advocates. And then at 6 o'clock, from 6 until 8, the Big High School Sports Show. So I'll be back starting at 6. Ian, have a good rest of your day.
You too, Chad. Happy Wednesday, everybody.
And everybody, hope you're back tomorrow for the Chad Holmes Show. Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.